Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. The City of Lawton has a special election set for February 11th, where citizens will have an opportunity to vote on a new capital improvement plan, CIP. Last week on Community Focus, Lawton's mayor, Mayor Stan Booker, and I had a conversation about this proposed CIP 2020. We discussed how the proposed CIP would work into the current ones, citizen feedback, the mayor's open door policy, and what he's doing to educate the citizens, and how the CIP would go into effect if approved. This is part two of that conversation. When I look at this CIP and read all the information, I get overwhelmed. What's a good way to get a handle on all of it?
So here's the way you do it. Break it down into the categories as we've done.
Sure.
And each category has different people in charge of it. Mm-hmm. Now, what we'll do is we'll prioritize within the categories. The parks and recreation as an example. The first thing that we would do, I mean, we vote on February 11th.
Right.
When this passes on February the 12th, the city manager will put out a request for proposals from third-party parks master plan companies.
Okay.
These are companies that all they do is parks around the country. And we'll get them here to help us build a park system that will take us to the future, that will be a place that will attract young families and that won't overwhelm the city's ability to take care of it. Right now, we have over 80 parks and we can't even keep them all mowed, let alone improve something. We put all our attention in Elmer Thomas, and it's nice, but you know what? It can even be better. We'll have lots of opportunity for citizen input on this parks master plan because the people coming here from the third party have to hear from the citizens. What do they want? What is the priority that they want? The Parks Master Plan will figure out, here's the things they're doing around the country, hold more meetings, put this together, come up with a plan, get more input, and say, here's the final plan. Of course, that'll have to be adopted by the council. Now, a lot of people want to ask about the sports complex. Can we talk about that a minute?
Sure, please.
Because for me, that's a big deal, and I think it'll be a game changer. The way we wrote this, the city can put no more than $8 million in it. It's a $12 million deal, so how's that going to happen? The folks that are promoting it have got to come up with $4 million from other sources. Well, we can do all of this at once if we want to. What we need to understand is while we're doing this planning, money is coming in.
Right.
Then we have very low debt. Mm-hmm. It's not like going and borrowing money on a TV or a car. This is like borrowing money on a house. It's an important investment that's an investment in your future. So if we do borrow money to get through a hump, because what happens in a CIP, money comes in the first several years.
Right.
And you don't have your project ready, say 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 2 years to get a project ready.
Right.
And that's just because of engineering.
Absolutely.
Then you have a bunch of projects you need to get started, so you go borrow money. Mm-hmm. And you get those projects started, and all the time money's coming in because you don't start a project till you have the money in the bank.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So that's just the way it works. And then towards the end of the CIP, you got more money coming in than you have projects again. So our debt is about one-fifth of what it for the debt you can have in a CIP. I don't want people to misunderstand and think we're going to go out and borrow a bunch of money.
Right.
I'm saying that's a tool available to us to keep things moving forward. We have to have a sense of urgency about getting to the future.
Okay. And part of that money, though, will be the money from the taxes that are being collected.
That's right. That's what it's all about, that tax money coming in.
Let's tell people, let's just give them a quick rundown of what's in this proposed CIP.
Okay. What we have, we can break it down into three broad categories. One is critical infrastructure. Another is quality of life, including crime reduction. And another is industrial development or job creation. Now, let's look at the critical infrastructure. We have a $17 million sewer line that's 38 years old. It's the main sewer line of the city, and it has failed 12 times in the last 2 years. So it's important that we put a plan in place. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we have $22 million worth of water lines that have passed their useful life, that are failing in your front yard, and 2 weeks later, they fail in your neighbor's front yard.
Right.
And we have no funded plan to take that to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Roads for this CIP.
Okay.
But I don't want to discount the roads in the other CIPs. They will be done too. Now, there's another critical infrastructure component of this, and it's $10 million for deferred preventive maintenance. In other words, crack sealing the streets. Why is it important? $1.5 million per lane mile for a road, mm-hmm. but $8,500 per lane mile for preventive maintenance. So it absolutely pays us to do that.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the critical infrastructure things there. I want to remind everybody, we're doing everything that was in the other CIPs.
Awesome.
So it's very important to this council to do everything that the citizens were promised. Now let's talk about quality of life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Quality of life issues have a lot to do with crime reduction.
Right.
The number one thing that's important to an elected official is public safety. Now, I know people say roads are the most important. That's what we get more of than not.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do in this is we come up with some crime prevention programs. The way you cut crime is invest in children. And so we have what we call $6 million for juvenile affairs. And these juvenile programs are proven crime prevention programs. One of them cuts violent juvenile crime 26%.
Okay.
Another one cuts neighborhood major crime over 50%. This program would give them a chance, but it would be monitored. And if it doesn't get measurable results, then we would find another program. That and beautification, of course, we talk a lot about. We've got to have a beautiful city. You do not get a second chance to make a good first impression.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, we have the Parks Master Plan. We have to become a city where young families want to live and where children will thrive. When we do that, we'll change the crime culture. The McMahon Auditorium, they've got some sewer line problems. They've got to change out some chairs, and they got to do some bathroom and elevator. It doesn't have an elevator in it. We do have a small amount for cultural programs. Everything we've talked about has to do with job creation.
Yes.
But we have to have the money to put the critical infrastructure in.
That's the thing that I noticed also is that you're setting a foundation for other programs to take place, to succeed.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for noticing that. Not
yes,
a lot
sir.
Of people do, but we are building a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole plan is a plan that we can build on to take our city to the future.
Yes.
I was speaking here at Cameron, and I was telling them, this is for you. Of course, I was telling them how important it was they get out and vote.
Let's bring everything back around to that vote. The date of vote is February 11th.
And if you're registered, you can vote.
Mm-hmm.
I do encourage you to go online and check your polling places. Do you know that if you used to vote in a school, you have a new polling place because there's
Absolutely.
No more voting in schools just for security? We appreciate them keeping our kids safe.
Sure.
And don't forget to vote yes. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Well, Mayor Booker, thank you so much for coming by and sharing with us about the proposed CIP. That vote is coming up on February 11th, and we need everybody to get out and vote for the future of our city.
Thank you for having me, and you have some kind of wonderful day.
Thank you. You can find detailed information on the City of Lawton's proposed CIP 2020 on their website, lawtonok.gov, and on its Facebook page. For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.